May 13th, 2018, Nashville. Nashville is a happening city. 2 days didn't really do it justice, but I did pack a lot in. I stayed in an Airbnb in the 12 South area. According to locals, the only reason you'd go here 15 years ago was for hookers or dope. Now it's trendy and it's gentrified with strollers and bicycles and a ton of restaurants and coffee bars and other hipster millennial accoutrements. I did have a delicious raspberry with lemon cream filling 100-layer donut at Five Daughters Bakery. This was a cross between a croissant and a donut. I picked up a cinnamon bagel with raisin walnut cream cheese at Proper Bagel. They had real lox as well as smoked sable and whitefish flown in from Brooklyn, I'll have you know. I didn't need it, but I couldn't resist also getting a flagel. That's a bagel sort of flattened out to about 10 inches wide and half an inch thick. I mean, there's a lot more surface area for all those seeds and delicious things. A little online research revealed that there's another benefit to flagels. It's a better crust-to-interior ratio, and many people feel that bagels have become too big and soft and doughy. I kind of agree with that. It's kind of like eating half a loaf of bread. Those flat pretzel crackers, I think they're pretzel crisps, have moved in the same direction. And as you can see, my gastronomic expertise tends toward carbs. And sugar. Trish and I achieved the perfect balance regarding sweets. She craved chocolate. A bag of chocolate chips, theoretically purchased for cookies, didn't stand a chance of overnight survival. I, on the other hand, like my sugar straight. Gummy bears, hot tamales, and the ultimate in consumable glucose, Jelly Belly jelly beans, which have also achieved the perfect crust-to-interior balance. Here's a factoid for you. Most jelly beans have only flavor in the coating, while Jelly Bellies flavor both the outside and the inside. Now I've done it. I wonder if there's a candy store in town. I know, I'll distract myself. Pasta. No, dough. Over dough. I feel like Homer Simpson here. Well, I was there on the weekend when venues have booked acts, so I missed out on open mics. It would have been cool to play in Nashville. I touched base with some folks from the consulting group that worked at Mount Auburn Hospital on our epic electronic medical record implementation. Went with Sam and Ryan to Bobby's Idle Hour Tavern, described by them and by my Lyft driver as a gritty shack of a bar. Went there on Friday. Good local music, up close and personal, just the way I like it. I met them and Lena and Thomas the next night for dinner, after which I headed over by myself to Lower Broadway to experience the Saturday night scene. Dozens of bars and cover bands and thousands of raucous tourists. Noisy, tacky, probably a lot of fun if you're stinking drunk. Well, when everything seems awesome and cool until you puke. It was a weird sociological phenomenon if you're not. Ryan had advised walking the strip during the afternoon before the human deluge, but I hadn't gotten to that. I was working on the blog. However, I went again the next day when there were fewer people and better music. I spent a little time exploring Music Row, which was kind of neat. Let's see. I did have two unanswered questions. Where was this party, and why wasn't I invited? So one last thought. My original itinerary also included Memphis. I'm more inclined toward blues than country. But especially because the 39th Annual Blues Music Awards were last week. Unfortunately, I just couldn't make the timing work out. So I missed seeing a friend, Michael Mudcat Ward, win the instrumentalist bass category. Go Mudcat!